Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. I'm Lori Leiker, your host. I'm a business coach and work with all different kinds of companies, big and small, to help them grow and figure out the problems that they're having that are stopping them from growing if they're not. And our guest today is Shelley Delane, the owner of Orange Coworking. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Hello, Lori. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell me a little bit about how you decided to start this co-working venture.
Well, I decided to start a co-working space primarily because there wasn't one in our neighborhood. And I was working as a freelance graphic designer, and I've worked from home for many, many years. And once I had gotten a taste from other co-working spaces of what it was like to work in a room full of other awesome, focused, creative, interesting humans, working at home by myself just felt isolated and disconnected and just not productive. And I couldn't fathom that there wasn't one to go to in my neighborhood, and we needed a home. So now we have one.
A lot of people who are listening probably don't know what co-working is. How would you explain it to someone?
Oh, co-working at its core is, or at its simplest, people tend to think of it as a membership-based shared office space where people who would otherwise work at home or camp out on their laptop at a Starbucks, people who can choose where and how they work, it's a place where those people choose to come work together. But the real core of co-working is why they choose to do it, and it's because it's not just a place. It's a community and a context in which to work where you have someone who notices when you walk in every morning, and you have people around you and their experiences to draw on and their personal networks and everything that goes along with having a powerful network of people. You have it all day, every day, and the coffee's free, and we have office birthday parties and that sort of thing. But it's primarily about just the rocket fuel for growing your business that happens when you're in a room full of other people.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you say that a lot of us who work at home, we miss that part of being in an office environment, even though we don't want to be in an office environment because, frankly, a lot of us just don't like people. But also because of all the irritation and whatnot that goes along with working with the same people every day, that doesn't exist in co-working.
Yeah, it's been my experience that the things that people don't like about working in an office are typically things that go along with working a corporate job in an office, where you've got office politics and the boss hanging over your shoulder and the irritating coworker that you can't actually tell them to go away because you might need them on the next team project. And so there's a lot of those things that simply don't exist in co-working because it's all people you choose to be around and you like, and because everybody's working on their own things and recognizes the importance of getting their stuff done so that they can go have their life outside of work, people tend to be very respectful of each other's productivity. And we even have one of the things that we've done at Orange Coworking that's really fun is we have these little plastic clocks. They're bright yellow clocks that sort of serve the same function as when you see a sign in a store window that has the clock on it that says, close now, be back at 9. The same sort of thing, but for protecting your own ability to focus. You put it on your desk with a, I'm focused right now, come back at 2, or whatever time you're going to be done with your work sprint. And so everybody knows, oh, don't bother her, she's focusing. So you can choose when and how you interact with people, and when you're not focused, there's other people to interact with. So it's the best of both worlds.
Speaking of the best of both worlds, one of the nice things about Orange, and mind you, for those who are listening, every co-working space is different, and they've got a different focus and a different flavor. At Orange, it's an orange flavor. It's very different from other co-working spaces. You've got two different, it's almost like a bipolar co-working space. Can you explain about how you came up with your focused area and your communal area?
I can. And that's a great question. Thank you for that one. Because there's a few things about Orange that make us a little different than most co-working spaces. And one of them is that we're in a retail storefront. So I frankly have never been comfortable in office buildings. I think they're a pain in the neck to park at. They're a pain in the neck to wait for the elevator and go up and find your spot. And they're just isolated. I just frankly don't like them much. So we're in a retail storefront, so it's easy. You can run to the grocery store and all of that. But then inside, I know that one of the things I did love about working from home is that if I felt like sitting on the couch, I could sit on the couch. If I felt like sitting at the table, I could sit at the table. And I could have all the different kinds of work environments to support whatever mode I needed to be in right then. And I wanted to recreate that in a more professional and communal environment. So we created the social side, where we've got restaurant booths, because, I mean, they're awesome to work at, just not when the waiter is standing there glaring at you because you've been there for 6 hours. And then also on that side, we've got open shared tables and standing height tables to support that kind of free-flowing work. And then we've got conference rooms and meeting rooms down the middle to separate it from the other side, which we call our focus side, which is where we have a sound masking system that helps to mitigate conversational noise and helps you maintain focus without even having to think about it. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things. When you come to Orange, we try our very best to make sure that without even thinking about it, you're just almost magically able to focus on what it is you need to do. And the sound masking system and the sort of quieter vibe of the focus side helps support that, because everybody knows, mm-hmm. if you're over here, you're focused. Just let them get through their stuff. So,
yeah,
we try and support those different kinds of interactions with different physical settings.
Another thing that really is nice about most co-working sites, as opposed to going to somewhere like Starbucks, is you don't have, first of all, you don't have to sit around smelling coffee all day, but also mm-hmm. you can get coffee. But mm-hmm. it's quiet, and you have the high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just high-speed internet, it's Google Fiber, so it's like light years ahead of anything you can get in your home space or in a retail space.
Yeah, and it is, in addition to being fast, it's also secure, which for anyone who's doing work-related things, or if you're doing your banking online, or if you're doing anything involving customer information, please find a co-working space. If it's not Orange,
yeah.
find one near you, because doing that over an open network at somewhere like a Starbucks is putting everybody's information at risk, and that's not good for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and especially if you're working remotely for a company that requires you
mm-hmm.
to have a VPN connection, you can't do that
mm-hmm.
from an unsecured Wi-Fi signal. You've got to be somewhere where it is secure. And,
correct.
And a lot of people like that do work at co-working spaces. I know at Orange there are quite a few.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I will say – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that with gigabit fiber internet, I had heard about it as, ooh, that's the next big thing, gigabit fiber internet. That's fancy. That's great. But I didn't realize the impact it had until I started talking to people about their experiences using it. And what happens is it's so fast that all those little micro moments that you're used to having during the day while you're waiting for a page to load or something to download or something to upload, you just don't have those anymore. And the little 30 seconds here, 45 seconds there, few minutes there adds up to being able to get your workday
mm-hmm.
done faster. Like we had one of our members
mm-hmm.
actually said last week, she said, I love this place. I come here, and she works mostly online. And she said, I come here and I feel like Chuck Norris knocking down my to-do list one chop at a time. And she gets out of here in like half the time that it takes her to get stuff done at home, which is fantastic.
Well, plus you don't have all the distractions that you have at home of, you know, you have phone calls, but it's not the same kind of phone calls. And you don't have kids coming in and knocking on your door and saying, Mommy, I need a drink of water, or Johnny hit me in the head, or whatever it is.
Right.
You've got time and space to just just be a business person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that the entrepreneurial spirit in Austin specifically has pushed the development of so much co-working in Austin and all around the country?
Oh, the development of co-working around the country is such a beautiful thing. And in Austin specifically, there was actually an article that just came out that said that Seattle is actually the number one country in the city, or the number one city in the country for co-working spaces. And I beg to differ, because per capita, we actually have more than Seattle. So I differ mm-hmm. with their assessment. Austin currently has 42 co-working spaces by my last count, with six more set to open in the next few months. And we still, frankly, don't have enough. There should be a co-working mm-hmm. space in every neighborhood. And Austin's entrepreneurial spirit especially, it's such an open, welcoming, connected entrepreneurial spirit that no matter what stage of business you're in, you'll find in your co-working community, you find the connections and the people willing to help and to share their experience and expertise and advice. And you never get stuck on anything. Because when you're at home mm-hmm. trying to build something, you find yourself going, okay, I need to do this. Oh, shoot, I don't know how to do that. And you get lost in Google land for the next 3 days trying to figure out what CRM to use or how to set up a MailChimp template or whatever. Whereas here, you kind of get a little frustrated. You get up, go get a cup of coffee, and you'll run into someone who knows exactly the tidbit that you need or knows the person you can pay to do the thing or who knows what website to look at to get the tutorial. Whatever it is that you're stuck on, you'll get unstuck so much faster at a co-working space because of the communal vibe. And I'd say that's truer in Austin than anywhere else I've ever been.
Well, one other thing that Austin has going for it is you might have a million, and we don't, although I'd like for us to, you might have a million writers, but everybody's doing their mm-hmm. own thing and everybody supports one another
mm-hmm.
while they're doing it.
That's so true.
And so, you know, and so you can have all of those creative types in one co-working space, and yet everybody is supporting each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true. It's a beautiful thing the way, especially here in Austin, people tend to have unique specialties and be aware of how their passion interacts with whatever it is they do professionally. And they're supportive of each other and they get to know, like, ooh, you're a writer, but oh, wow, you really love writing technical articles that communicate really complicated information succinctly. Oh, but you like to write bios for people, so their LinkedIn profiles are terrific. And they'll send work back and forth to each other when it's appropriate because everybody likes to stay in their passion zone and in their zone of genius because everybody works better mm-hmm. that way.
Absolutely. Well, I know that 20 years ago, the big thing was executive suites where people mm-hmm. could rent an office and they could mm-hmm. secretary or receptionist and they could use the conference room. How does co-working differ from in function and form from those days mm-hmm. of the executive suites, which seem to have disappeared?
Well, I don't know that I would say that executive suites have disappeared exactly. They do still exist. Regis is still huge. There are still lots of those spaces around. And they serve really a different function. On one level, they seem similar because, oh, I'm going to a place and paying to have a place to work. But the fundamental difference is community. The focus in executive suites is on the physical amenities and the sort of generic fanciness of the place, which can be good mm-hmm. for certain professions. It can be good for people who need to position themselves as, yes, I am a big, fancy, important person who has a big, fancy, important office, and this is my fancy secretary. Of course it is. It's mine. Whereas co-working, especially here at Orange, tends to be about being not pretentious, about being professional, but about being down to earth and authentically building a real company and connecting with the other people around you. Because at an executive suite, you tend to go into an office or stay in your anonymous bubble. Even if you're in like their business lounge space, you tend to be kind of in your own zone a little more than at a co-working space. At a co-working space, the whole point is that you get absorbed into this bigger community and you have the connections mm-hmm. and the benefits that go along with that and being known.
I noticed, for instance, that you don't ever picture an accountant as anybody other than a guy in a suit and tie with a calculator and, you know, stuff all over his desk, but he's very corporate. But there are a group of accountants that work at Orange that are definitely
uh-huh.
not corporate in any way,
and
shape,
you know
or form.
And you know what my favorite thing about them is? I have always
what?
Been terrified of accountants. I've always had sort of a phobia about accountants because they deal with the numbers and the taxes and the things that for some reason have always found intimidating. And the thing that I love about Caleb and his merry band of financial professionals is that they make it all seem so friendly and fine and
mm-hmm.
manageable. And if you have even what feels like a completely dumb question, you know, there's a guy standing here, and sometimes he's wearing a T-shirt, and he's Caleb, and you can just ask him. And there's no judgment, and there's no condescension because you don't know the things that I know. And it's just a friendly
yeah.
way to get that support. So, yeah, I love having people here and getting to know them as humans before I need to rely
mm-hmm.
on them professionally. It makes it so much easier to form work collaborations when you know, hey, this person loves to bring cookies to the office. And, hey, this person's always opening the door for me when my hands are full. Like, just those human connections build the professional trust even faster. It's awesome.
You like to hook people up professionally and kind of
oh, yeah.
act as a matchmaker. How do you do that?
Well, in thinking about things like job titles, which I've never really had before, but since starting Orange and thinking about things like that, one of the titles I have labeled myself with is professional noticer. And it's really, it's become my almost obsession to really get to know and to notice how people work and what they do and what their passion is and understand what they need. And I'd say that's true of the culture at Orange too. Like it extends beyond just me. It is my passion because I personally love getting to know people and knowing what they need so that I can say, hey, you should know this person because they need exactly the other thing that you have. Win-win. Everybody gets the pieces they need. I love putting people together and seeing the results
mm-hmm.
that happen from that. But I love that that has grown into the culture of Orange, where every day, several times a day, I overhear somebody saying, oh, thanks for sending me that new client, or hey, thanks for telling me about that person. She was really able to help me out with that new person I was hiring, or she, whatever it is. I love overhearing those conversations almost as much as I love doing it. So, yeah, it's those connections that are really powerful. It's my favorite.
Another thing that has happened, and I'm really looking forward to reading the white paper on it. You've had several companies that started here at Orange and went on to grow exponentially in a very short period of time. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Wow, yeah, we've had a lot of growth happening in the last year in general with everyone here, I think. I know one of our members, this is actually one of my favorite things anyone's ever said to me. She came in and she said, wow, my membership paid for itself in like 3 days because she had gotten a couple of new clients just from being here. And she was like, wow, that was awesome. And she was new in town and hadn't had any clients walking in the door, so that was particularly awesome. But we also have a young woman who is someone I really admire because she's 24 years old, and when she started having her company based here, it was her and a handful of interns, and then, you know, a few months later, she hired her first full-time employee, and then she's adding another one, and now she's looking at adding two more part-time employees and another crop of interns. And I fully expect that within the next couple of years, she's either going to take over half the space or we're just going to have to take over the space next door for her whole team because, like, they're just on an exponential path to growth. But the coolest part about it is, like, she's come in and, you know, she has client meetings here, and so we've had clients of hers that have come in who have then ended up using the space, or they come in, and it turns out they already also work with Ana Elisa, who's a bookkeeper who works out of the space, or they're a client of someone else's in the space, and it's just the coolest thing to be like, oh, we're this intertwined community, and we don't even always know that before people come through, and it's, so that's my favorite thing about the companies growing, is that you've got these little growing entities, and we all grow closer because we share things. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's growing into a one-stop shop for anything you need for a small business. You've got social media company. Mm-hmm. You've got marketing and branding. You've got accounting and bookkeeping, several business coaches. You've got a guy who developed a new set of a new way to do sunglasses for aviators so that they don't get crunched on their ears with their headsets. And then in between, you've got web developers and programmers and guys that are coming up with some phenomenal innovations in the web, in the Internet of Things. And so it's just this, I was trying to explain it to a gentleman the other day about the vibe that you get when you go to a co-working space that's as open as Orange's.
Yeah, it's really something that people don't always grasp until they've experienced the power of it. But when you see it happen, it's a really cool thing. Like, we've had people come in who weren't really getting what Orange was about, but they came in because they wanted to ask me about something because they were stuck on something in their business. And it is the best thing to be able to say, oh, you're stuck on a website? Well, here, talk to Sam or talk to Brian or whoever happens to be the appropriate connection for them. And watch them sit down, have a 5-minute conversation, and walk out unstuck. And then on top of that, on top of the fact that between the diversity of companies we have here, that we can connect them with pretty much anything anyone would need in their business. In addition to that, we're also working on, as you know, educational programs so that whatever someone needs to learn to start or run or grow their business, they'll be able to come here and have a one-stop shop for learning those things too. And that's an important part to me. That's something that's near and dear to my heart. I'm having trouble hearing you. Thank you.